on the line with us already. Go ahead, David.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Eric. I appreciate it. All right, William?
Yeah, how's it going, David? Is Eric gone now, or is it all three of us?
Eric, he just exited the conversation, William, but yeah, he did, he left me some notes here. He was able to pass you over to me. So basically I can get some discounts, put in to the account for you, right? On some, pricing here. Now I'm the director here in charge for the area. So that's kind of why I passed you over, but I do have you listed at a 63031. Is that right, William?
Correct.
Okay, great. Let's go ahead and get your listing pulled up and see what we have in store. Now, if you don't mind me asking, well, how are most of your customers finding you right now?
How much? What did you say?
The majority of your customers, where do they come from right now? Like, what's working for you guys?
So it's the greater St. Louis area. I mean, I always, you know, try to, I mean, I do take some priority. Like, I prioritize, small jobs that are close by because I can knock out a few of those in a day. But, a lot of the jobs that, that are ongoing or take a full day or sometimes longer than a full day, I'm going as far as South County, St. Peter's. I don't like to go into Illinois personally too much, you know, and it's just for multiple reasons. But, for the most part, I got a few customers in, Fenton, St. Charles, I'd like to be in some of the more high-end areas because I do provide service of, you know, professional quality. That's kind of my passion, is the finished work of a house, not just the framing and building, which I have in my background, but, painting, flooring, trim work, all the finishing touches that make a house look beautiful is kind of what I like to do. So I was really hoping to eventually expand into the areas like Ladue and Frontenac and West End, Central West End and whatnot, but, you know, that's to come. I don't have too much clientele there, and word of mouth is kind of the only way I spread, so it's kind of got to work my way there.
Gotcha. So Denton, St. Charles, Central West End, I mean, it's some of those higher-end areas. What are those? And then what I'll do is I'll go ahead and look into those for you. I'll get you pricing on those areas. And basically, I mean, Google's going to be the way that you're going to get in there. I mean, versus word of mouth, right? Because what we're going to do is we're going to put you in everybody's pocket and make sure that they're able to find you. Now, how are they going to be able to do that? All they have to do is go into any of the search engines and type in any of the keywords or phrases related to what you do. So painter near me, flooring, floor company near me, flooring installation near me, trim work near me, right? Handyman near me. These types of phrases will trigger your business to the front page search results whenever they're searching, right? Now, what we'll do is build once a month. It's a flat rate, right? It's going to include some other services. It's not just Google. You'll have first page placement on Bing with the content creation, as well as Apple Maps. So you'll be discoverable on all Apple devices, Siri and Alexa. We'll cover an organic Yelp listing for you, right? So that way you're live within that directory. I'm going to throw in here a social media hosting to make sure that we kick off in those high-end areas that you want to expand into, because I'm going to use retargeting ads there, okay? Now, we'll talk about that in a little while, and it looks like...
Okay, I have lots of content. I have lots of work, lots of photos, so I could definitely make your job easier in that aspect.
Fantastic. That's exactly what we're looking for. I mean, what a website and the social media marketing, what that does is... It motivates the clients to call you. It gives them all the reasons to say, this person knows what they're doing. I want them at my house, right? So basically, those are definitely tools that we like to use. Now, here's what I'm going to do for you at. Now, I'll send you out a pricing page just in case you want to check out any of the packages and details, right? But this one, we're going to do it. It's a flat rate. It's only $299. It's not going to change based on the jobs, phone calls, clients, doesn't matter how big your job is, anything like that, right? Now, with this program, William, let's see where the placement is. I'll tell you who's up there.
I've got to say though, that number is way out of my range, man. I wanted to mention to you, if I'm going to do something like this, I'm assuming you guys are making a commitment to me, and I want to do the same. And I want to know if there's any better rate you can give me for an annual pricing. Do you do annual pricing?
Absolutely. So there's definitely better rates that we can do. We even do quarterly. We do semi-annual and annual. Okay. So just to start off with a quarterly, if you decide to go 3 months at a time, you'd save yourself $200 right out the gate. 3 months at $299 come out $900. What you'd be looking at on a 3 month commitment would be $700 flat, right? That would get you all the services rolled out. That's at 90 days. Now, if you want some pricing past the 90 days, I'm going to pull that one up for you.
Well, before we go on to that, I'm assuming you're not offering me the smallest, lowest level package, right? Because keep in mind, I am a one man guy, so I keep my leads turned off with Thumbtack and the Angie. My leads are just always off. I try to remember to turn them back off because they auto turn back on. You know, Thumbtack gives me a month. Angie's is 14 days. I have to remember to keep turning my leads off so I don't start getting charged because I can't keep up with the work, honestly. So there's got to be some form of like balance in there. You know what I mean? Like I can't keep up yet. I mean, once I start hiring people and I have a crew, which the name of my company is Pro Integrity, you know, I'm really hesitant on who I'm going to hire, if I'm going to hire anybody, because I need to make sure that they have the same value and understanding that I do, you know, so I can't just hire anybody and start throwing crews out there.
I'll be honest with you. That's exactly what we like to hear. So here as data service providers for Google and Meta, we are a premier partner company. Now, what that means is when we fill in these first page listings, as a director, as I'm interviewing, basically what we're doing right now, kind of having a conversation, we make sure that the business owner is the right fit for a community, right? If we're going to put you out there basically in front of everybody, we want to make sure it's somebody that can handle themselves, is reputable, and at the same way is, like you said, has integrity, right? So these are all good things that you're saying to me, and it's definitely more reasons to move forward with you. Now, as far as the phone calls go and the concern of you don't want to get overwhelmed and, you know, here's the deal, and this is the beauty of the program. You're not charged per click or per call or per lead, right? It allows you that freedom to cherry pick your business, right? So if a job is a little bit too small, a little bit too far out, right, reject it. Now, if we got a big job close to home, we're going to take that one quickly, right? We get a smaller job close to home, you can knock out three or four of them a day.
Well, check this out, though. So, like, it's also important to maintain a reputation now, because if you take a look, I'm sure if you guys are, you know, data broker or data, you probably have seen some of my reviews on Thumbtack potentially, and the only bad one that I have is somebody saying that I was a no-call, no-show. Now, that wasn't actually the case. I had to reschedule her one time, and we communicated that clearly, but then when we rescheduled for a Friday, we didn't actually specify a time, and it was at 3 p.m., that I was going to go over there just to bid the job. I wasn't even going to complete the job. That was the plan. And I was actually on my way to her house when I noticed I got a review from her. And, yeah, she was like, oh, yeah, he didn't show up, this side or the other. And I'm just like, yeah, I can't have people, you know, trying to get a, you know, I can't be rejecting too many people, though. So, like, it really is important to limit the actual visibility, you know, for now, anyway.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, right? And the concern now, here's the deal. If you were signed up with us when that happened and that review would have came into Google, immediately our team is notified and we have reputation management, right? So we do that for all of our clients to make sure that they have a strong business profile. So once that review comes in, we get notified. We're immediately going to notify you, and then we're going to figure out the best course of action, whether that's going to be for us to contact the customer, for us to get a resolution. We even have automatic replies. I mean, there's so many different techniques that we use to make sure that our clients have the strongest profiles possible, because you're absolutely right, it matters. Now, as a consumer myself, which obviously we all are, we're consumers and we're providers, right? But as a consumer, we know that sometimes if we call, you know, a handyman and we have a plumbing emergency, things like that, they're not always available on hand, right? Now, if you have a client going there that leaves you a bad review for something like that, those are the ones that we can get challenged and even removed in some instances, right? Just depending on the situation itself. You know, we get things like that removed to make sure that the business's image is not affected, because in actuality, I mean, it does make a difference, you know.
Right. And there's bad actors. I mean, shit, if I had an ex-girlfriend that went on there and, you know, something, you know.
For sure. Things like that. Yeah. And that. Now, those right there, and it has happened, I'll be honest with you, it does. And a lot of things that we see also is sometimes there's other business owners out there in the area that are your competition.
Haters. We call them haters.
There you go. I didn't want to say it, right? They'll see you up there because they know what it takes to get up there. They're like, okay, this guy claims some territory. You know, look at Rene Ortiz Handyman. 6 reviews, brand new. He just claimed his territory right here on the front page, right? As well as MHGA, LLC Handyman. They're both there in your area, 5 and 6 reviews, but they're new to the page. These are the types of businesses that sometimes get targeted by some of the older businesses. I mean, you look at Hoffman Brothers, 6,000 reviews. Now, I'm not saying that Hoffman will go do something like that, right? But at the end of the day, you never know. That's why we do provide the online management reputation at no additional charge, right? These are all, they come standard as part of the packages. Now, as far as the pricing goes, like your concern was, you know, that I'll sign you up for the most expensive. Absolutely not. I'll tell you the number one service.
I was just saying there's got to be a cheaper option. I'm sure you're offering me like the middle ground at first.
Yeah, because basically Google's number one service is called Google Verify. And that's where you find Brightbox pressure washing, Certa Pro painters, Handy Pros, you know, STL. They all have, you know, hundreds of reviews. And in Hoffman's case, I mean, he's in the thousands, right? But they run Google Verified. It's Google's pay-per-lead program, and it's the only pay-per-qualified lead program on the market currently. The only time you pay for these leads is when you actually gain an appointment with the client. Clients call you directly. And you do have the opportunity to reject leads, right? If the job is not suitable for you, whatever the case may be. Now, if you do not accept the lead, then you're not charged for it. Now, if you do accept the lead and you're able to secure an appointment with that client, then it's a qualified lead. And unless you do get
that. Just to be devil's advocate here, how do you know I'm not cutting you out?
That's a very good question. And keep, think about the year that we're in. This is 2006. I say, you're going to cut me out and you're going to outsmart the system. We're in 2026. AI is crazy. So Google is going to monitor. Yeah, Google's going to monitor the phone call through a unique tracking number. Okay. So basically the AI starts monitoring it. If at the end it determines it was a successful client appointment made, then your budget is charged. Now, the beauty of that program is you have an individual account manager. So if for some reason your budget was charged and it was not a qualified lead, the individual account manager goes in, challenges it for you, and gets that lead monies reimbursed right back to the account.
All right. So my question then was, and you know, I'm not a freaking conspiracy theorist, but I'm also not, you know, totally naive. I understand that there's a lot that goes on, but my curiosity would be, how would I be able to know that my personal phone calls would be separate and not involved?
That's a great question. And that's going to be through your Google Business Analytics dashboard. Every phone call that goes through the tracking system is going to automatically transmit into the tracking system, right? So if it's not in the tracking system, it will not go, it does not get monitored, right? Pretty much because what we're going to put in for you is going to be a separate phone number. Now it's going to go straight to your phone, which is, I mean, let me see. Right now we got you at the 6269, right? So that's your phone number. But when clients are calling, say for instance, the phone number is 314-425-6468, right? They're going to call that number. Yeah, it's going to get routed directly to your phone and your phone's going to ring, but it's going through a separate phone number. So that's the one that'll get monitored right into the dashboard.
All right, Dan. That leads me to another question, though. Let's talk about the website. You guys said you would be basically helping me out with building a website, or would you manage a website for me? What do you mean by the website?
We build it and we manage it for you. We host it and we'd optimize it. Okay, so basically we'll buy the domain for you. Now we buy it at $99. If for any reason, because we don't have contracts, you decide to leave the program, you're more than willing or you're more than available to buy the domain from us at what we got it at, $99, right? Now, once you're with us, basically we'll buy the domain, we'll build out the site, it's up and running in 7 to 14 days, and we're going to host that month to month. You'll have access to it and through your dashboard, right? So if you want to go in there and do any coding, we use HTML language, you're more than welcome. But other than that, we're your white glove service. You just give us a call, hey, I need this updated on the website, or you just message us through your dashboard, right? You can get a hold of your customer service through there as well. And then we go ahead and do the updates for you. The social media marketing.
What did you say? Is it like Linux or something? Or like how would I, is there like a terminal I could use to do those things myself?
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be through your dashboard, through the Google Business dashboard. You can absolutely go in and edit the website, change things around. If you need any logos, we'll design those for you. Now, as far as the social media marketing goes, I know we haven't been able to touch base on that one too much, right? But you're going to notice, you know, that we are marketing towards your peak service hours all week long. But if you have, like, say, any promotions going on, you know, veterans discounts or, you know, Valentine's Day, whatever you do.
I do.
Okay.
I do a veterans discount all the time, all year.
Okay. All year long. So then basically that's something that we'd be advertising for you. So we'll put that together on the marketing flyers and we'd advertise it towards your peak service hours all the time. And if you're doing it year-round, it's something.
It does require proof. I mean, like, I'm sure any soldier wouldn't be offended by me asking for proof. They don't want no stolen valor out there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, for sure. Nobody wants that. And each business, I mean, however you go about, you know, proving it, I mean, that's not a problem. But
they can show me anything they want that's not, you know, they don't have to show me personal information, obviously, because that's like their discharge papers would have that on there. But a veteran's license plate, a veteran's card, all that stuff works. But, you know, anyway, that's beside the point. But real quick, though, I didn't finish my point about the website or what I wanted to get at is if it's a Google-operated and owned, like you guys would own the domain while I'm currently with you guys, and I could just say I could buy it later, but my question is like, would the website have my phone number on it? Like, and would they be directed to my phone number? Because if that's the case, they'd be calling my phone number and not the...
That's a great question. It would actually have the Google tracking number. I'm glad you brought that up. Because what we're going to be advertising all across, you know, everywhere is going to be your tracking number. So that way you can keep track of your customers and not just keep track of your customers. It's honestly, it's one of the best features.
My customers.
No, well, actually, I don't even have like, say, hey, Dave, you know what? How about we do $500 a month and you send me, you know, 45 leads? I don't even have access to that stuff. But I will say, like, the reason why I think it's probably one of the best features of our program is because not only does it give that info directory, whereas, like, you know, when they call you, you reach Pro Integrity Handyman, press 1 if you're a new customer, press 2 for existing, press 3 if you want to talk to William directly, things like that, right? But it's also going to help you block out the spam and the phish calls. So when you're getting those guys, the weirdos calling you, right? Hopefully you didn't think we were one of those weirdos, but when you get the weirdos calling you,
they'll call you from some cave overseas, right?
Correct
number. Dude, there was this guy from Texas. He kept calling. There was 2 different numbers he would use, and if I hung up on him, he would call back from the other number. And like his same guy, same voice, and like it's almost like he forgot that we had spoken every day for the past week. It was because like he answered the phone, and like I start laughing, and I was just like. He was just like, he asked me, you know, is this Pro Integrity, you know, owner? And I was just like, I started laughing. I was like, man, I was like, aren't you tired of this? And he's just like, what? And I was just like, he was like, you don't even know what I'm calling about. I was like, oh yeah, I do. I know exactly what you're calling about. And he's just like, no, you don't. And like, you could tell the scammers because they're not professional at all, you know? And like, he's just like, no, you don't know. And I was just like, yeah, I do actually. I was like, you work for Google, don't you? And, obviously he doesn't. But he just pauses, and I'm just laughing in the background, and he just goes, what the fuck? And then hangs up the phone.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
I stole his pitch right out of his mouth.
Yeah, not just stole his pitch. He felt like the ping was going to ring right off of his cave walls out there. Who knows?
Yeah, he probably thought I was tracking him or some shit. He probably seen those videos.
Yeah, for real. So he was like, yeah, I'm out of here. It happens, but it's true, you know. But yeah, that's really why, you know, that call tracking, it helps so much. Some of my business owners, they'll call me, hey, Dave, this number called me. It's kind of weird, you know, they were asking me some weird questions. They'll forward us a number and we'll just have our team look into it. And if, in fact, it's something fishy or something like that, we block it out. They never be able to call you again.
Right. So real quick, who do you work for? Like, you don't work for Google directly, right?
No, so we work for Local Splash. Now, we're based in Fountain Valley, California, right? So we're here in Orange County. If you look us up, we're right next to Google One headquarters, right? So basically, our technicians, I mean, we're in there rubbing elbows every day. That's where we do our trainings, things like that. So as far as our partnership goes, we're a premier partner of Google. So we handle all the listings for them, Google Verified. We're ranked top 3% based on things like customer satisfaction as well as customer retention because we have no long-term contracts here. Right, we're servicing 10,000 businesses nationwide for the simple fact we're making the money. I mean, it's Google. As long as I sign you up for the right services, Google, we use the proper keywords, terms, and phrases, and set up the right geofencing, you're going to be successful. You won't find a business on the front page that shut down because they didn't have any customers. I mean, people are searching every single day, you know what I mean, on Google, and their searches are starting and stopping right on that front page, you know, and right. Those searches go to a percentage. It's about 4 or 5 businesses there, and those are the guys that really make it. And that's why, I mean, when you look into successful marketing strategies, the number one is always going to be claiming your territory on Google Maps.
So what about, So do you guys provide services for things like Angie's List as well?
We do not work with Angie's List at all in any way. Basically, Angie's and Home Advisor, they're Google's biggest customers. What they're doing is buying a percentage of the keywords so that way their business can show up on that front page with an advertisement like top 10 handymans near you or top 10 handymans, you know, in a certain area. Right. Somebody clicks there. Remember, their phone's registered with phone numbers, names, and everything. So as soon as they click, they're now a lead. And if they click for like handyman, they're going to be sold to 8 different handymen in the area. Right. And that's kind of how Angie's works.
Yeah.
Now, what I always offer to anybody who likes that type of, you know, paper lead deal is going to be Google Verified. Yeah, well, not those kinds where it's like, oh, we're going to send you phone numbers and we're going to charge you for a phone number. It's like, yeah, that's wild.
Right. And Angie's leads are like literally the highest of all.
Of all, yeah, they're super expensive. Well, it's because they got to cover their costs. It's not cheap to advertise on Google when you're doing it across the nation.
Oh, no,
you know what I mean?
No, I get that.
That's their model for them to make money, but it's not doing anything for the actual, you know, contractors that are in there. You know, a couple of them may be successful in each area, but for the majority of the guys that are signing up, since there's so many of them, it's just, it doesn't work out for them. And here with Google.
Yeah, I'm at a point where I'm just wondering what I paid the, you know, $300 a year for, because that was what their annual subscription cost just to sign up, just to pay for leads. So I was like, well, if the leads are already most expensive and I'm paying just to get access to that, I'm like, what exactly are they providing for me? Because it ain't a real website. It's just an Angie's List listing. You know, it's not – I'm like, what is that even – what is the freaking value I'm getting from that?
It's the landing page inside of their directory is basically what it is. So when you look at the Internet – when you look at the Internet, like look at it like a big – I guess like a big metropolitan city, right? So, or the ocean. The ocean is the main ecosystem, right? And then you'll have the smaller rivers and the lakes and the bodies of water that are all fed from one ocean. That's what these other directories are. They're, you know, small directories or landing pages inside of what is known as the web.
You guys aren't necessarily direct competitors to Angie's List, right? You guys are just like sort of like a different, you guys have a different model a little bit, right?
Well, yeah, it's a completely different model just because it's Google, right? Now, as far as competitor, you can't really compete with the hand that feeds you, right? So basically, they wouldn't be able to compete with Google because Google's the one that brings them all their business. Now, if they were a search engine that was actually getting, you know, searches done within the web, I mean, that'd be different, right? But, yeah, Google...
So if I were to be signing up, you know, who would I be sending my money to, and who would be like my person of contact? Who would be my customer service I would call?
Great question. So we have 24/7 customer service. That's an 877 number. For Google Verified Service, you would be scheduled an individual account manager. So that's going to be an individual employee within our company that's going to be responsible for your local service ads and the performance of the account. So basically, they'll be the ones handling challenges for you. They're going to be your main point of contact. Usually, it's Nikki, Spencer, or Evan in your area. It looks like Nikki's working this area, so most likely she'd be the account manager, or sometimes Captain, right? But anyways, they're going to handle all that for you. They'll touch base with you at the end of every month. They're going to go over all your performance with you, basically where the money's going. If the campaign needs to be tweaked, they take care of that. As far as the budgets and, you know, getting in touch with you and something needs to be updated or changed, that's all going to be your individual account manager, right? We don't just sign you up and, huh?
Well, so like you guys are like an aggregator then, or like a, I mean, to put it bluntly, like a middleman sort of, right? Like so you guys provide, you guys make streamline the whole process of connecting with Google essentially, right?
Yeah. So basically we're going to go through and we're going to manage your whole Google listings, right? And your ads and your campaign. Now, what we do is as a data service provider, we set up the account. So we set up your geofencing, which is the areas that you're going to be data sharing, right, with your consumers. We set up your meta tags, which you'll need for your business. We'll set up, obviously, the Google My Business profile, getting you verified and, yes, streamlining that whole process for you and making it easy. I mean, there's a lot of business owners. They just, even if they tried, I mean, they could go get their business profile. You can, anybody can go turn one on. It's not a problem. I mean, if you know how to do it. The problem is the optimization behind it. Once you get activated on Google,
claiming that I can do what you guys do. I'm making sure that I understand value in what I'm getting because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a coding expert, but, you know, I do have some knowledge of, you know, just how basic, you know, I know how all this works. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that, you know, what this call, how this call came from. I understand why the guy that got on the phone with me first before I got on the phone with you, you know what I'm saying? Because I get all that. You know, it's business. But, so I guess what I'm asking then is, so Local Splash would be my point of contact. That's who I'm doing business with, right?
That's right. Local Splash would be your point of contact. Basically, if you decided to sign up, we'd ask you just to save our number so that way you knew the call was coming from us. We would go ahead and set up security questions on the account and then get you your logins for your Google Business Dashboard. I mean, those, we set that up automatically when you secure your listings.
Okay, so, all right, well, let me just state this. Okay, I am interested. However, I'm gonna need just a little time because I'm going to try my hardest to get a refund from Angie's. You know, it may be to no end, and I may be unsuccessful in that, but I'm going to try to figure something out or at least try to cancel the contract so I don't have to keep checking every 14 days so they don't start charging me for leads. But I also need to make sure it makes sense for me for, you know, the value versus the visibility because, like I said, I understand that there's lots and lots of visibility and not paying for leads is great, but I also don't want to, you know, pay for more than what I need. So if there's, you know, a more lower budget option, I definitely want to explore that. And I'm still interested in committing to a whole year for the bigger discount, potentially, if we can get the baseline price cheaper. What was the last thing I wanted to get at? For hypothetical, obviously, I want to know, like, so this makes sense to me. Like, the least favorable outcome for you, I'm guessing, would be, like, if I were to say, okay, let me sign up for 1 month, you guys build me the website, and then I quit and buy the website for $90. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be kind of, you know, probably the least favorable outcome for you guys and be, like, kind of, like, the most abusive of the service. But I'm just wondering if that – how does that work, and is that something that people do? Is that, like, something you guys are aware of, or is that even an option? Or how does all that work? Just walk me through that, you know.
I mean, in all honesty – you know, we are a month-to-month, and it is a verbal agreement, right? So if somebody decided to leave, you know, within a month, that is their option. Now, here's the deal. I mean, if you sign up for a month and you leave, it make no sense, right? Because, I mean, what is being on the first page of Google for a couple of weeks going to help? You know what I mean? It's not, you know what I'm saying?
No. By the next month, yeah. And like I said, this is not, all hypothetical.
Exactly. And I get you, right? I'm just trying to explain it to you, right? So basically, what would happen to the customer that did that? So basically, I mean, it's not like there's any repercussions or they're just going to slide back into the back pages where they were to begin with. So all they did was.
And they would just have a ghost of a website that they don't know how to manage.
That they don't know how to manage or update. And then, you know, not just that. I mean, the service radius. I mean, basically you're right back to square one, you know, and that is just, man, be a headache. But I can tell you I don't know how much you're paying with Angie this, but with the handyman vertical on Google Verified, if you decided to do the pay per qualified lead program, it comes in at only $44 a qualified lead. And that doesn't matter if it's a residential painting job, if it's looking, I'll pull them up. Because I know we have some big categories there.
So the pay-per-lead, is that no subscription then?
The pay-per-lead is a subscription. There is a subscription, a monthly one. It does go down from $299 to $249 for Google Verified since it's the number one service and you will have a budget associated with it. But with that service there...
the budget, hold on a second. But the budget, you said I only pay for the ones I select, right? So wouldn't that be my budget or is there auto charges?
No, it doesn't auto charge.
Auto charges so, if I contact the customer. Right. The AI freaking spying on me.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Where would it charge, right? Because, and like I said, Google's different from HomeAdvisor. So they're not just going to say, hey, you took 30 qualified leads at $44. You got to pony up. Yeah. Yeah, that's not how it works, right? So Google, they're not going to come through and tear apart the business. They're going to say, okay, you're now been eligible to receive your leads. What do you feel comfortable with as far as leads? Now, the minimum they'll ask for is a 13-lead budget. So you say, okay, let's start with the 13 leads. So if you started with 13, that'd be $572, okay? That money goes right into your Google My Business profile, and it sits there. When you do, because you can just, exactly. The way you said with Angie, how you can go and resume it and pause it, same deal here. Yes. So say you have your money and you've got some openings in the schedule you want to fill. So you go in, you open your dashboard, you click start. Now all of a sudden they paired you with a client and here comes a phone call. It says Google verified lead. You know, this one's going to be monitored. Answer the phone call. You successfully gained the appointment. Everything works good. Now Google just goes and they deduct $44 from the budget you have set of $572. So you're just going to draw off that budget. So you're never going to get charged an outrageous amount. Does that make sense?
Right. And it's a flat rate every time. So like, I would probably almost turn off handyman services then because, you know, like shit. I mean, for handyman stuff, that's what Thumbtack is good for because, I mean, I pay like $6 a lead on Thumbtack. You know, it's dirt cheap. But the work I'm doing is, you know, dirt cheap. It's not very lucrative. So it's like, it makes sense. But I would probably just stick to more, you know, more larger jobs, you know. Because my acquisition, I mean, I really don't want to see my acquisition being like any more than like 5%, really. 3% would be ideal. But
yeah. Well, here's the deal. In our handyman vertical, we have flooring installation, tile installation, indoor painting, outdoor painting. You know, we do drywall installation, gutter cleaning. The smaller ones are like furniture assembly, the TV mounting. You know, we also do water fixture installations. You know, so these are... They're bigger, you know, categories.
Yeah, for well, not TV mounting.
Yeah, that's one of the smaller ones, yeah. But, like, the bigger ones, like the flooring, you know, the residential paintings, you know, things like that. Those are bigger jobs. But
you
as
know,
far as the jobs...
That's actually why I started my business. That's actually why I started my business, because I feel like those things can be handyman tasks. Like, I can, you know, some people say jack of all trades. You know, obviously that has that negative connotation towards it, but... I call myself a polymath because I don't know if you've ever heard that word before, but you basically can master multiple things. You know, anybody that thinks you can't master multiple things is the fool. You know, like, nope. I think that, you know, the jack of all trades, but master of none, no, it's still better than a master of one, but is it though? Cause like, I feel like you should be able to master multiple things. You know?
Yeah. It depends on the outlook, right? I mean, if you're, a Bruce Lee kind of guy, he's like, I'll practice one kick a million times. And if you're, I don't know, Pete Carroll kind of guy, you're going to have a wide open playbook, right? So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but anyway, so let's get back to some of the pricing here. Now, you said you were going to send me like an email or something with like an actual thing I can read written or whatnot?
Yeah, for sure. But what is, what are the number one services that you like to provide?
You know, it's not really anything in specific. I do like finish work. So that, I mean, I can't really say number one. I mean, baseboards and trim, you know what I'm saying? I got a new miter saw. I love it. It's double bevel. It's great for crown molding. I can do all that finish trim. But, you know, it's actually quite rare, believe it or not, to have people that want to hire you just for doing that. Usually if it's the case, it's a contractor that's trying to hire a subcontractor for that. So they're like, there's not really a whole lot of people that just say, oh, I need baseboards installed. You know what I'm saying? And they need to call a handyman for that. But,
yeah, well, they wouldn't call a handyman. That'd be a flooring pro, right? Cause in the flooring pro, you got baseboards, carpet, hardwood, floor installations, marble,
sure.
Floor polishing, refinishing, things like that, right? And then with someone like with that saw you're talking about, I mean, that's carpentry work, right? Cabinetry, decking, you know, some things like
right.
that, right? Where
oh,
you can
yeah,
really put that saw to work.
Man. Cabinetry is one of those things I'm trying to expand into a little more. I've done a few cabinet installations. They all went perfect. They all just took way longer than they should have because obviously I'm working with integrity and I'm making sure I do it right, but I'm also learning at the same time. So, you know, I feel like the difference in a lot of trades and a lot of services and skills comes down to you're good at it when you can do it fast. You know what I'm saying? But like anybody that has, you know, is worth their salt, you know, is going to do their best and it's going to come out great. It just might take longer, you know, but cabinetry is very lucrative, man. And if I could get fast at that, dude, that would probably be my number one service I would want to do.
Sure. So the carpenter, well, let's look and see what some of the qualifications are for the carpenter. Give me one second.
Carpentry is my background. That's where I joined the Carpenters Union when I was 19, and that's what really gave me firsthand experience on all the other trades, because other than the guys that pour the concrete and bury pipes, we're the first ones on the job and the last ones to leave, you know, when we're building something.
Good deal. So here's what I got here for the carpenter. Now, those leads, they're a little bit more expensive. Those come in at $75 for a qualified lead. Now, there is an insurance requirement for a carpenter in the area. You got to have at least $250K in general liability. That's for the Google Verified program, okay? Now, honestly, what I was going to recommend for you is instead of doing the paper lead with carpenter, what I'd want to do is use those keywords for the carpenter since you're dabbling in different verticals, right? You have some of the cabinetry. You also want the baseboards. That's flooring and carpenter. But you're also willing to do some of the smaller jobs close to home, like the handyman stuff that you can, you know, get some quick turnaround on income. So what I'd want to do is use a mix of all these keywords and then use them on that local mapping section where it's unlimited clicks and calls, right? So that way you can get a plethora of different types of phone calls for different services that you like to, you know, provide, the services that you prefer. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes. And like, let me just quickly, like, I kind of started to a little bit each time, but I never really kind of went over with why I even started the business. So like, I've seen, you know, with the way things are going and the generations are being pushed into tech, and, you know, everybody grew up in my generation being told if you didn't get to go to college, you ain't going to be successful and blah, 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 blah. There's a shrinking amount of people in the trades. And so I've seen the cost to have professionals show up at your house is skyrocketing outrageously. So, and I do so many different things, and I've got experience in so many different things with all home renovation and remodel that, I'm thinking, you know, man, with my expertise, and I was applying for jobs at the time, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to punch the clock anymore. I think I'm going to actually try to provide one single source solution for people's projects, because, you know, half the time the carpenter won't touch the drywall and the drywall guy won't paint, you know, and all that. So you got to pay all the overhead for each of these professionals, you know?
Yep.
Absolutely. That's kind of what I'm trying to offer. So I definitely do want bigger projects for sure. You know, it's just one of those things that I'm just, you know, still new, and I'm working on building that trust and trying to get more, you know, more recognition for those bigger projects. You know, if I would have went to college, I probably would have tried to be an architect or a structural engineer, something like that. But I do like building stuff. But I'm also happy to, you know, help an old lady change her bathroom sink faucet, you know, if it's leaking or whatnot. And I usually charge her like $50. You know what I'm saying? Because those aren't the jobs that I'm in after the money. That's the free advertising right there.
Yep. For sure. That's what it comes down to, man, at the end of the day. But let's see here. What's a good email address for you, William?
Oh, shit. Aren't you a data broker? Aren't you the detective? GilbertWilliam41@gmail.com. I probably need to set up a company email, though, because, I mean, I don't even really check my email unless it's something I'm actually doing at the moment.
Sure. Well, I just sent you the email right now. Since we're in the moment, right, I sent you the email. That way you can go ahead and...
No, I mean, like, obviously, like, I'll check it if it's, you know, something I'm doing currently, like, the business-wise, but, hell, like, I give that email out, and, you know, sometimes I'm very thankful that Google has a search bar in the email address thing.
Oh, for sure, right. That's always a good one.
You can send me an email and 20 minutes later, it's 50 down the list.
Yeah. Hey, and we have you down at 7 Marquette Drive. It's still the same, right, for the business? Basically, that's where we'd be getting you verified.
No. Yeah, that's
hey, you said that day to service, right? You wanted me to be a detective, right? I had to, you know, sprinkle something on there, right? You know what I'm saying? Dave Chappelle.
Make it feel real.
Yeah, you ever seen the Dave Chappelle from back in the day? Where he's just sprinkle some crack on him.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was hilarious, man. Yeah, we got it.
Man.
Yeah.
So you sent me out here.
Yeah, and I did leave, I put both prices in there, right? Either did the quarterly or, you know, if you want to do the monthly. I waived the initial setup fees for you. I used a discount code there. I also used a competitor new in business because normally, I mean, that plan is sits at $599 a month. So I got you 50% off, right? And then I did a little bit more for the 3-month contract, basically, to get you some more free time there. Now, if you decided to do the year, I can tell you right out the gate, you get about 2 months for free on the year. You pay for, what is it, 10 months, and then you get 2 months for free.
Right on. Well, you know, I think I've got the information I need. I'm going to try to do what I can cancel with Angie's List, and you guys, you'll get an answer from me within the next 3 or 4 days, I would say. I got to get off the phone with you now. Do we have everything that we need from each other for now to stay in contact and whatnot?
Yeah, for sure. We do. You can always reply via email. You can call me directly down at the bottom of the email. You'll see the extension here to my desk. Or you can even reply. You know how I sent you that text message with that link on it?
Oh, sure. I didn't see that yet. Yeah, no, I see it.
Yeah, that one takes to our pricing page. So if you text me back there, I get that text right to my dashboard, right? So if you want me to call you at a certain time or whatever, shoot me a text. Hey, Dave, you know, give me a ring at this time, and I'll get it. I'll go ahead and give you a call.
I just text you, hey, Dave.
Nice. There you go. You see, I'm going to text you back. Hey, that.
Right on. Okay, so, I don't know if you heard it, but I had another call coming in. That's a customer I'm going to bid a job for, so let me get back with them. And then, I'll
get that money, William. And give me a call, and we'll get you set up with Google, man. We'll get rid of all those other headaches.
All right, man, I appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you too, partner. Have a good one.
Yep, bye-bye.